Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the NXT preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamflet and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we review the show not only formerly known as NXT, you bet. Pay-per-views, premium live events, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete. We're running a quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, they're joined by Hamflet and Sidgwick. We just look ahead to NXT this week. But I suppose before we do that, we could recap for me a little bit, because I forgot what happened on last week's NXT. I definitely watched it on my day off, but just bring me back up to speed on what I missed. Bron Breakker defended his world title.
Yeah.
Mandy Rose defended her world title. Did any titles change hands?
No.
Thought not.
Obviously they wouldn't.
I mean, I know that already, just in case people...
Having had watched it.
Yeah.
Bron Breakker versus Von Wagner was a remarkable bit of business, right? This little thing we're doing, you can't remember what happened that you watched because you weren't on the podcast.
Yeah.
I have that with NXT every week. We come into the studio and it's like, what that actually happened? What I remembered, just as you were doing your intro there, was last week when me and Sidgwick reviewed it, we sort of thought last week's NXT was all right, actually.
I saw Sidgwick's tweet loving the tag match.
Oh my God.
Do you remember the feeling when the Creed brothers debuted in the CWC and we all were like, that was incredible. We're never going to see that again. Might have happened within this year. There might be some LTST because they're feuding with the Creeds. They're like, oh, we remember what that squash looked like. We're going to do one too because it was too dangerous.
They do a bit where, and you remember this, obviously, Wilborn.
Yeah.
They do a bit where, right, it's your turn to tag in and this like beleaguered goober geek jobber hapless prick is like, no thanks. And like, you got no choice, pal. Get in there. And then they get him by his britches, throw him in the ring, and he almost suffers an internal decapitation. It's honestly frightening. It's one of those where it's like, right, okay, I'm glad that no one was hurt.
Yeah.
As soon as I watched it, I was like, Jesus Christ, before I really enjoy this, I was going to hop online. No injuries, news, right, okay. don't do it again. Do not. Tell them to calm down.
Yeah.
All our offense is... pancake based, so they've just got giant bodies, so they just flatten a guy in between the two of them.
Amazing. And then
let him crumple to the mat. Speaking of big bodies, Big Body Javi was a thing you probably remember
that
really
I
really enjoyed.
I've recapped that earlier on today, and I've got to say, I think that is some great work from him.
Yeah, he wants, I wonder if that is, there might actually be some Dead Lane implications, because I wonder if he's going to carry that bit on this week.
Do it again.
And throw out challenges to people that cannot possibly answer, and then throw it out again in the ring at Dead Lane, and there be somebody that we haven't thought about for a while, or a comeback from an injury, or something like that, to make a surprise appearance on the show, and they just destroy Javier Bernal, because it was good stuff.
I want to face Sami Zayn. Well, he's kind of busy getting ready for... Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really like that sort of gimmick. One of the things that I've been told to ask you about, just to refresh my memory again, is a potential love story in NXT. Now, there's two ways this could go. Obviously, we've been keeping tabs on what's been going on at Chase U, of course, with all that and Thea Hale and blah, blah, blah. But I've been informed that the tag match may have featured a tease to it. Not the squash, the other one from last week involving Boris Johnson and Sir Wang's hot.
Yeah, so let's just chronicle his attempts to get his hole, right? He's always had a thing for Mandy Rose because the character exists so that everyone has a thing for Mandy Rose. And she's always bantered him off. Remember when he said he did that thing where you go, you know, you've got a great pair of title. You've got a great title. It's like, it does not even work. Different vowel sound. So that was a thing. At one point, what's the name of the leader of Maximum Male Models?
Oh,
Maxine Dupree. There was a little thing where I thought they were going for the stupid fat schlub gets the knockout broad. There was a little look there where she was like, maybe. And he was like, me? Really? And then that never went anywhere. Who was he really jacking it over early doors?
Well, not Toxic Attraction.
Maybe it was just then the whole time.
Yeah, I think it was the whole three, wasn't it?
Oh, was it not Caden Carter and Casey
Catanzaro? Oh, yeah, because of the festival. The camera panned, like, the camera didn't pan down, but their eyes did. Oh, what are they actually doing down there, actually?
What are they doing? That's what he had.
Yeah.
That's what he had. So he read, because they went on the double date.
Yeah.
And we were pitching stuff like, what if they do that, what if they're so harebrained and behind the times, even more so than we realize, to do that thing that was often parodied. I can't even remember the name of the film, but it's where the guy takes the girl to the cinema and he has the popcorn on his lap and it turns out it was erect penises in there. And it turns out he's trying to, like, sexual assault, actually. Could they even do that? But they never did it. They had some weird thing where, mercifully, they did not do that.
Yeah.
They did this weird thing where he was, like, asking to go halves or something like that. The date went awry, basically.
Go twos on the bill.
Something like that. And his stupid, hey, man, why did you do that? You ain't going to get your cock sucked if you do that, man. That's my impression of him.
Stood up and his razor action knocked over the whole table and everything went everywhere.
But that's, like, he gets up a height, doesn't he? He's made Jensen. Ridge. Oh, you ain't going to get a tit f*** doing that, son. You got to treat her like a lady. Pay for the meal. But that's how he acts, isn't it?
He is raging.
He's always raging. Oh, son! You ain't gonna get no pussy doing that, boy! That's how he reacts usually, so maybe, okay.
Gotta make you smoke the whole pack!
So maybe, like... maybe, like... So basically, like, we're getting to the end of the end of the line here. Yeah. So all goes from that to that to that. Romantic misadventure upon romantic misadventure. But maybe he's going to get lucky in love this week, Will Bond, because as you've clearly forgotten, there's a little schmozzy end to the tag team match between you and the, what they called? They've got a tag team name?
Loser.
Smoking Guns 2.0.
Briggs and Jensen.
Yeah.
So it all was like a schmarz of like, oh, get out of my way. Oh, no, you're in the way now, actually. And then it's Kiana James falls into those sloven arms.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, a romantic misunderstanding. But now that we've touched, maybe there's some physical chemistry here. And maybe he could...
His mate's in the ring going, I'm going to lose a goddamn match.
I'm going to lose a goddamn match because of that blood in your cock, son. And then... So maybe this week...
You want to lose your V's? I want to win the match!
So maybe this week they're talking about, hey, I got pretty close to that Kiana James last week. Get your head out of her ass, son! We... So I think that because there'll be some implications.
The bar law. Like he's big into her. Like,
Fallon Henley loved playing darts with her mama and... Pool with her father, and you sold the bar to get some pussy?
Like, that's where it's all going.
What are you thinking? This was a Henley bar. This was a veritable heirloom, son. And you just because you want to get a piece of ass, you try.
Oh, I can't wait for NXT tonight. I'm not. When I write this segment tomorrow, I'm not reading a word of it. You two can take it.
That's my Josh Briggs, everyone.
It's very good. Before we get to this week's episode, a bit of a surprise to spring on you here, Michael Hamflett. Are you aware of the crossover star from NXT?
Shawn Michaels.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm talking about what are always NXT trying to do? We literally did a game about it a while back. I'm the soldier on here. We did a game about it a while back called
In the DX Army.
It's time to play the game.
We did a game about it where we played Zeitgeist Heist, and you have to guess what thing was going on in the outside world that NXT are desperately trying to glom onto.
Yes.
Well, guess what? The reverse has happened. An NXT star has become a global icon now, and Michael Sidgwick and I spotted it just yesterday. Can you guess the NXT star?
Global icon now. Their name is literally known all over the world.
It was in everyone's mouths yesterday, their name.
What?
No word of a lie.
It feels like it's a lot of words of a lie, actually. Wendy Chu.
No. Two more guesses.
Wait. Ava Rain.
No. I'll give you a massive clue.
Nerd!
Axiom.
Axiom
was the Wordle.
Yesterday.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I literally completed it and immediately text Sidge because he'd sort of dropped allusions to it, but I didn't pick up what you were putting down quite yesterday. But yeah,
the guy gets into words.
Axiom set for a big old push, although I think he's injured, isn't he now? In storyline, at least, by JD McDonough.
It's the first time an NXT wrestler's trended on Twitter.
I know. It's got nothing to do with them.
My wife was like, "What the." It's an axiom. And I was like, well, he actually used to be a kid, but you've fallen asleep. Never mind. Right, let's talk about tonight's show because there is a huge, genuinely really good match to look forward to this evening for the North American Championship. It is Wesley defending his title against Carmelo Hayes, a title Carmelo Hayes will argue he never lost because he wasn't pinned for it. Of course, it was the big ladder match. How do you see this one playing out?
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
Carmelo Hayes is... in-ring run in NXT has not been as glittering as his fantastic promos and his genuinely fantastic act might suggest. There's been a couple of duds here and there. I don't expect this to be one. Wesley can obviously go. I think he really suits being North American champion already. There was a contract, you'll remember from last week, there was a contract signing.
Yeah. Which was by Booker T.
Inadvertently stolen by Booker T, actually. Because Wesley wasn't doing, he couldn't compete verbally. But there was no, Booker T insisted there would be no afters that you would typically expect. Nobody went through the table and he ended it with his own catchphrase.
Save the drama for your mama.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But Trick and Mello were fantastic as ever.
Yeah.
And yet again, I know it's strange to be fantasy booking wrestlers to lose and get the hell out of NXT. But this, yet again, feels like a match.
Every week with Carmella.
Yeah, it feels like a big match that you should lose for a title, but so that, you know, you can get the hey, goodbye, and get off to Raw SmackDown just in time because there is nothing left for him to do. This could be a great way to go because it would at least be, it would end his, I think, in-ring run on a high. And they haven't always been as high as we would have liked, I think. But full support of him going up to Raw SmackDown. I think
Raw's crying out.
Yeah, I think the act would immediately work and welcome somebody who's entertaining him in Seg 6 or something like that when the crowd start to flag.
Yeah.
Do they ever stop? Lagan?
Do you think Wesley retains the first? Because the whole thing has been, hasn't it? Whenever Carmella loses the title, his first shot at it again, he wins it straight back. Did it with... Yeah, Kerry Gams!
I can't remember.
And they think Ryan sucks, so they don't mind him losing. Wesley wins. I think Wesley
probably
wins.
Probably might piss on his chips. He sat right there. No, I think Wesley wins. Yeah. Carmelo Hayes hopefully goes on to bigger, better things. And I think the match quality should be good. My only concern, if I'm going to be the cynic here, is that one, his record isn't exceptional. There's certain matches he's had where we've come into this podcast thinking, I was expecting a little bit more. But that's if anything... Actually, it underlines what a good hype guy he is for both himself and the matches that he's in because they feel big because he talks such a great game. There was a match, I can't remember when it was. You were both off for it because I remember discussing this with the wonderful and underrated Andrew Pollard on a podcast where basically they'd watched Pac at Grand Slam in those DDT bumps, which, by the way, are probably going to happen in the Best of 7 series.
Oh, my God.
And they all decided, right, let's do that weird thing.
Axiom and Nathan Frazier are going again.
Shut up, man. Yeah. They all said to themselves in this tag team match, let's just all do the pack a bump because it's really cool. And it's like, all right, great, you're taking the piss here, boys. So I worry that they'll chase acclaim more than a sense of competition, a sense of real sort of story. So as long as they don't take the piss too much with this moment-to-moment match structure, then it should be something really special because Wesley just is so incredible.
Yeah, he's absolutely sensational. And I hope, yeah, this is a decent springboard for him to be like, actually, I don't just win ladder matches with loads of flippy guys and Von Wagner in it. But yeah, showcases him, reminds us of how great Carmelo Hayes is. Yeah, I just feel like, especially the timing now, normally we go, oh yeah, I suppose he could disappear for a bit and then he come back at the Rumble. Like the literal week of Survivor Series, I know it's not as much of a tradition as like the Raw after WrestleMania, but it feels always like, right, the Raw after Survivor Series, especially this year with no TLC, could be, right, first, you know, first of the very early stops on the road to WrestleMania. It normally starts, obviously, the Rumble. So they could start putting stuff in place, and that should be Carmelo on, hopefully, Raw, I'd say.
Well, let's not discount the fact that Triple H also sucks, so it's not a guarantee of success. Like, what are Legado's doing now? Out? Or no?
He's
in the tournament.
He's in the World Cup. I might probably make it to the
finals.
What's
Hit Row doing?
Well, they suck ass and nothing.
Yeah.
They've been taken to Valhalla, I believe.
It's very, he's bring back a big, huge wave of names, things very mixed. Mm-hmm. Some people are doing well, some people are doing bad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right, it's not the only big thing that we are looking forward to on tonight's NXT, though. I'm talking, of course, of the reveal of scripts.
Yeah.
Hamflick, just off the top of my head, I couldn't really remember what scripts is for. And obviously, with not watching it, I couldn't get
watching
the,
it, but forgetting.
Forgetting it, and like I tried to record it, and it was just...
My name is written on the walls.
That was the week before last, of course. Yeah. Could you give us a little reminder of what you dropped on us last week?
I wish I didn't have to. It was terrible. Your cameras couldn't catch me. I got past your guards with ease. Now that I'm here, everything after this will only be a breeze. Because I'm fast as lightning, smarter than you think. Moves are incredible. You miss it. Should be them if you blink. Next week you
will
see...
Great with words, is he?
Next week you will see that you and I aren't the same. So tell me. Who's the first to play a little game?
It's time to play the game!
It's Tamina Scripps. Well, she needs to go back to the performance centre. So it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Bless, she should be a tag team wrestler. Or a heater.
Look, there's still a pandemic ongoing. She should be working from home. She's got one. Rack bought it. Who's Scripps?
Who is Scripps?
That's the thing, the reveal.
Is it Tyler Breeze? Because he said the word breeze.
I don't know.
The thing about Scripps is that, ooh, Scripps will be revealed. And it's going to be some guy from the NIL program.
Yeah.
Program, who we have no clue about.
That's got to be Scripps.
Yeah.
Why?
That's Jackson Braden's.
Yeah. No, whatever.
Jackson Bradens.
Look, we can infer from the terrible, terrible poetry. And also disgrace to one by Pentameter. That he's going to be a bit of a fast guy. Like a high flyer.
Yeah. Link.
So
That's what I get when someone leaves cryptic voicemail messages. But yeah, I completely agree with you.
Please, you miss it if you blink because I'm just so fast.
Squeakly. Also, like the fact that it's just like wrestling should be a buffet. This podcast is a buffet. We have iambic pentameters getting dropped, and also
dinosaur maker.
It's for everyone here.
It's for everyone. Yeah.
Havlar, what is next for Toxic Attraction? They are apparently set to open tonight's show. Obviously, Mandy Rose retained against Alba Fire through the help of Isla Dawn last week.
Celebration, yet again, of Mandy Rose still being champion. Deadline feels like it's got to be one or both champions losing. Problem is, we all had Roxanne Perez lined up to be the one to beat Mandy Rose, and it looks like she's going to be sidelined with mean old Indy Hartwell.
Crazy.
Don't care about friends anymore.
I think that is building a thing for the match that obviously you've remembered, but if you could just go through the rules for us again, imminently.
Because
they look like they're going to be in the same Iron Survivor Challenge match.
Of course, yeah.
So you remember the rules. I'm looking forward to you telling us what the rules are.
So it does free up Mandy Rose for Deadline, unless the reason Toxic Attraction are opening the show is because they're going to be putting a six woman instead, and they're going to use Deadline to set up Mandy Rose's next challenger. But is there three baby faces, really? Like, the tag team champions... I don't want them to go back to that. I don't want Kane Carter and Casey Catanzaro, the worst baby faces in NXT, to be the ones tasked with taking down Toxic Attraction. We've got a match later on.
Keita Lyons is probably busy with...
She is, yeah. That's her feud. Like, main roster people that have got an out going on, maybe, to just give Mandy Rose another big win. Who was on SmackDown, friggin' Lacey Evans lost again and was just like, I'm not going to take this anymore. And then just proceeded to take a bit more. So maybe they'll just send her down to NXT for a bit. There's nobody obvious.
Notorious babyface that she is.
Yeah, well, aye. Thingy, out of Chase U. Thea Hale, she's a babyface.
She's got a bit of pep in her.
Yeah. She's got Duke Hudson on her side now.
God, just do Roxanne Perez. Do Roxanne Perez and Tony D'Angelo, because it's going to be Bron Breakker versus Apollo Crews, isn't it?
At Deadline.
Yeah, well, they certainly seem to tease that. A little...
Yes, no, that's definitely
coming together.
That'll get made official tonight, I would think.
Mm. Also advertised for this evening, Sige, is Cora Jade and Wendy Chu.
Skip.
Can't do that, unfortunately.
Didn't they do a match already and went 5 minutes?
They've done... It's a terrible... It's a non-story story, this. Wendy Chu has slightly irritated Cora Jade. Cora Jade has slightly interfered here or there, and that's been it. It's like this barely qualifies as a story between the two of them, and Cora Jade will beat her because everybody beats Wendy Chu. Where's Tiffany Stratton?
That's my question in all this. Well, they're going to do some wacky gimmick thing with Wendy Chu because they can't decide whether she's serious now or she's still, you know, falling asleep backstage. So Cora Jade's going to be like, ref goes down.
Where's your Seth Rollins?
I don't know, yeah.
And
she goes to.
He'll work it out.
She goes to
the
pull a
kickflip.
Goes to pull a kendo stick out of the ring from underneath the ring, but it's like those joke magic ones that magicians use. It goes all floppy. Oh, it's all floppy. Actually, I quite like that spot. I'm quite looking.
Do you want your dick to look like a stick forever?
But of course, we are on the road to NXT Deadline and the Iron Survivor Challenge, which personally I can't wait for.
What? Why specifically are you really excited about this match, Wilborn?
I'm a stickler for rules, Sige. You know me.
But what are the rules?
Well, yeah, exactly. What are the rules, Michael Hamflett? What are the rules?
I find myself asking what the rules are every single day, so I'm coming to you now to ask indeed what they are for this match.
So obviously it's one-on-one.
No.
And on one.
No.
On one?
No.
Right, okay, it's... Multi-man.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Six. Five.
Yeah. As you remember, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they all start at the same time, though?
Of course they don't. And then there's probably a ladder involved, is there? What?
Sean, what are you doing?
There's the thing with the pins, obviously.
What's the thing with the pins? Yeah, the thumbtacks. How are they? Remind
Pin
me how they
falls, asshole. It's God wrestling.
Yeah, the pins, you get put in a penalty box. And if you get a pin, you can hang the title above the ring.
Terrifyingly close.
There is a penalty box.
Just King of the Mountain.
There's a penalty box.
What?
The penalty box is real.
I mean, that's just me. I forgot about that bit.
What happens again when the person that's got the pin? So the person that's been pinned goes in the penalty box, as you correctly remember.
Yeah.
What happens for the person that gets the pin?
Well, I'm just Jeff Jarrett now, so I'm like, I can climb the ladder to hang the belt.
What's the prize for pinning someone?
Come on, it's seven minutes in heaven.
I don't know.
Obvious pro.
It is NXT.
Obvious pro wrestling thing. What happens every time somebody gets a pinfall in wrestling in pro wrestling? What occurs?
Bell rings.
No, that's right. They get a point. You remember?
What? What have been the worst things from TNA? Half King of the Mountain Challenge, half only suddenly decided to do a point scoring thing.
I quite like this. Bollocks on top of bollocks, actually. As you recall, the winner with the most points gets a title shot.
At the end of the
25 minutes.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's staggered intervals to get into the match. So one wrestler has 5 minutes to get
accrue as many points as the person's been in their 20.
So they could be theoretically pinning someone every single minute in case 5 points have been accrued.
Yeah.
So what they've done is
you know this.
Yeah, yeah. They've taken the point scoring system from TNA, mm-hmm. where you're like, if you got a point for winning or getting, you lose points for getting DQ'd.
I'd say more G1.
They took the the penalty box from the King of the Mountain Challenge, and they just chucked in some championship scramble stuff and went, there you go.
That's right.
That's the Iron Survivor Challenge, is it?
Yeah.
And the winner gets a title shot.
Yep, men and women's one.
At?
TBC.
Okay, is that the name of the pay-per-view? Yes. Now they got rid of TLC.
The Big Gack.
NXT.
The Big Gack.
It's like their day one. The ball drops, the Big Gack.
Well, I'm looking forward to that then.
So that'll be
like, obviously, there's going to be qualifiers coming up in coming weeks to announce that. Or
if they can be asked, they might just put five people in.
Like, put five people
Von Wagner was good for the first time in his career last week. That's probably him getting a slot as a result.
I wish it was starting.
It's in deadlines in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I wish it was starting all at once.
Yeah.
Like, 5, 4, 3, 2. Who's it going to be? It's one of the three people who are advertised. Which one is it going to be? It's absolutely nonsense, this. Nonsense.
I suppose this could be finally a chance for some of the lesser-known stars of NXT to finally get a bit of a spotlight. I'm looking forward to the Iron Survivor Challenge at NXT Deadline and just who could be in that match.
Yay! Stacks, you all right, man?
I missed you last week. How was he last week?
He didn't really turn up. We were doing a Zoom call and he just didn't accept the invite.
Lazy bastard.
Bad Wi-Fi.
You might have been like doing some activities.
Sorry about that, guys.
What were you doing?
I was getting prepared for the World Cup of Soccer. You see what's going on? You heard about this?
Yeah, it's some crazy results and some boring games so far.
Well, I was watching it. I wrote some jokes, if you know that. But before I do that, we should, reintroduce ourselves to each other. So, Hamlet, I was thinking watching this World Cup. I was thinking, you know what you should do? Mm-hmm. You should buy Mrs. Hamlet a goalkeeper's jersey. You know why?
I really want to know.
Because she's a keeper!
I'd have said goalies, and then it would have, like, thrown me off the word.
That's it! I thought for you could get a little bit of a pickup line. Do you like playing football?
Pickup line?
Yeah, do you like playing football?
Yeah, I love it. I'm too lazy, but I love five-a-side.
You should go up to a lady in a club and say, football players can go for 90 minutes and 11 different positions, if you know what I mean.
I'm married.
Well, you can get Mrs. Sidgwick a goalie's jersey because you're a keeper.
Okay, I'll do it.
But that's not the jokes. Obviously, we know the rule of three. Three jokes.
Two keepers. What is this? The Iran national team?
Hey, football stuff. So first joke. Joke number one. Michael Hamlet.
Yeah.
What is a football player's favorite drink?
Kick. Save. Pass. Like, is there anything? Kick. Cocktail. That's got kick in it.
Moscow Mule's got a bit of a kick to it.
Like lager beer.
Drink out of a cup.
Like, is it a football player? So, cup. Like a, like an IPA.
What if he's Googled it on some awful American site and they use the word cleats, which I hate.
Cleats. They'll talk more into the microphone there. You're not really getting picked up.
Pass.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pass.
Is it called pass?
What is a football player's favorite drink? Penalty! I thought you Brits would like that. You love your tea and drop it, don't you? Right, secondly, Michael Sidgwick.
Okay.
You know which team I picked for the World Cup? Not USA, for some goddamn reason. I have chosen Switzerland.
Okay.
Can you guess why?
Something about neutral.
I know why it is. He likes the flag because it's a big plus.
I don't know much about the team, but their flag is a big old plus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Final joke. Final joke for you. Don't know why Stack's talking to the third person. He's going two-footed on USA here, not picking them for the World Cup. But still, what is the difference between Team USA and the Bermuda Triangle?
It's going to disappear or get lost.
Get lost.
Just remember, we got a new heater here, and I can't go chucking this chair about so much in case I break it.
It's something about disappearing and getting lost. So the USA football team, like, is it topical? Is it about losing to Wales?
I don't know.
They're getting lost.
What else is there about the Bermuda Triangle other than getting lost? Lost, like, Stax is a smart comic. Just losing is too basic for Stax.
Because it's like the planes. Is there anything about planes? Would he go there?
I really don't know.
He doesn't really work blue, does he? He's got that, yeah. I don't know.
Don't know, Stacks.
What is the difference between Team USA and the Bermuda Triangle? The Bermuda Triangle's got 3 f***ing points! It's the way I got there!
Yeah!
Not so good against Wales in those third and fourth quarters, if you know what I mean. See you later, guys. Enjoy the show.
Oh, Stacks, that was great. See you later, man.
Bye, Stacks.
Bye, Stacks. Oh. What a guy, eh? Hopefully more of that World Cup part to come.
Oh, God, I hope so, man. I really do.
Well, let us know your thoughts ahead of NXT tonight on Twitter. At WhatCultureWWE. I'm wrapping up. It's nearly 4 o'clock, so we've got the Mexico-Poland game to come.
There's more content to produce.
Yeah. Michael Hamflett, where can we find you on Twitter?
Michael Hamflett.
Sidge, where can people find you on Twitter?
M. Sidgwick.
And you can find me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE and make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Our Raw review is available right now. And we'll be back tomorrow to review NXT, of course. But for now, this has been the NXT preview. My thanks to the Dally Boys, to Stax. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.